Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Australia has announced plans to force global internet companies to allow access to encrypted messages. Facebook Messenger Lite has launched in India, and Uber and Yandex have combined their ride-sharing businesses. A new law proposed by the Australian government would force internet companies to allow law enforcement agencies to access encrypted data. According to the Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, the proposal would be modelled on a British law that gave UK intelligence agencies extensive surveillance powers. Companies impacted would include Facebook and Google. Turnbull has said that Australia needs to ensure that the internet is not used as a dark place for bad people to hide their criminal activities. If the law were passed, the process would involve imposing obligations on manufacturers and internet companies to provide appropriate assistance to intelligence and law enforcement when warranted. However, the proposed law has been criticised by security researchers who have pointed out that as you start to build in weaknesses into the design of encryption, you put it at risk for everyone. Facebook has launched its Messenger Lite app in India. The Lightweight app is designed to be used in areas of the world where internet speeds limit the usability of the full-sized version. Now, Android users in India can download the app from the Google Play Store, which can still send text, images, links, and emojis. The size of the entire app is lower than 10 megabytes, so the storage limitation issues of cheaper phones in the region are unlikely to be a problem. India is the 8th country worldwide to get Messenger Lite after it was rolled out earlier this year in Vietnam, Nigeria, Peru, Turkey, Germany, Japan, and the Netherlands. Uber and Yandex have signed a deal to combine their ride-sharing businesses. In a statement, the two companies confirmed that the new, as yet unnamed company will soon be operating in 127 cities in Russia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, and Kazakhstan. A Russian analyst, Sergey Labin, said that by making the deal, Yandex eliminates an aggressive competitor, which will in turn lead to improved monetization and profitability. Uber will also be contributing its Uber Eats service to the new venture, with Yandex saying that ride-sharing and food delivery offers numerous opportunities in logistics that we will explore. Currently, Yandex.taxi represents around 50% of Yandex's equity value. A survey has found that social media is boosting digital ad spending in France. Conducted by SRI, the report shows that French digital ad spend rose by almost 10% in Q1 2017 compared to the same period last year to reach a total of 1.8 billion euros. Digital now accounts for 33% of all media ad spend in the country, the highest proportion ever. Social media saw the strongest growth after it saw a 45% increase in digital display ad spend compared to last year. This compares extremely well to the 1.5% increase in ad spend across all non-social digital platforms. Social media now accounts for 45% of all digital ad spend in France compared to non-socials at 55%. And finally, the number of Chinese WeChat users is expected to surpass 490 million people before the end of 2017. According to predictions from eMarket, nearly 85% of all mobile messaging apps users in the country will use a service this year. Globally, WeChat has a monthly user base of nearly 1 billion. Kathy Boyle from eMarketer called the app the most advanced mobile messaging app worldwide in terms of its functionality and the services it offers users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure, as always, to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.